The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, pharmacists are calling for their staff to be inoculated before mass vaccination begins. So how near are we to including pharmacists in the vaccine rollout? Kate O'Connell, community pharmacist and public healthcare advocate, former TD, of course, joins me now. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and happy International Women's Day.
Well, don't say that to me because I'm not a woman,
so
but I can say it to you.
And producers in your life there.
Well, I can say it to you. Happy International Women's Day, Kate O'Connell.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Now, talk to me about the situation with pharmacists, because pharmacists can volunteer to become professional vaccinators at centres and so on. But I want to know when my local pharmacies, and there are quite a number of them near me, when they will become vaccination centres.
Well, and we all want to know that answer. So the story at the minute is that many community pharmacists and frontline pharmacists have been vaccinated themselves over the last number of weeks. Frontline pharmacy staff are being vaccinated at the minute. And we would hope, although we're very low on information at the minute, that we will be called within the next 5 to 6 weeks when hopefully the Johnson & Johnson shot arrives into community pharmacy. But at the minute, the likes of myself, experienced vaccinators, we're hoping in the next week or two that we will be called to go to mass vaccination centres like City West or the Aviva, and we will be part of the national rollout or the mass rollout until it comes into community pharmacy.
Now, what's the problem waiting for Johnson & Johnson when AstraZeneca is very stable at normal fridge temperatures and you could be administering that in a pharmacy?
Absolutely, and for those of us that were out in Connolly Hospital, it's an amazing setup out there in Blanchardstown. The efficiency, it's pharmacists that are dispensing the vaccine, preparing it. It, in the case of my own case, administered by a nurse. But there's no reason why these cannot be done in the community pharmacy. But as Paul Reid has said and his contingency said, our issue at the minute is we don't have the supply. So it's not like there are fridges of vaccines sitting around Ireland that haven't been deployed. The problem at the minute is we just don't have the supply to ramp up the delivery. But like that, we have to stick with the vaccination rollout, because the point is, well, obviously it's to get the country vaccinated, but really we need to, it's really about saving lives and about protecting those that are the most vulnerable at the minute.
Yeah, there are many people, obviously, who are capable of administering a vaccine, doctors who've retired, nurses who've retired or have stopped work for a period but are well used to giving shots in the arm. But the real thing is the convenience of the community pharmacy. Do you know where the pharmacy union is in terms of negotiations with the HSE about when that might happen? I mean, we don't want to be playing catch-up. When we get adequate supplies, whether it's J&J or Sputnik or AstraZeneca, we want to be ready to go, not kind of, oh, we have this stuff, now let's plan. We want to be ready to
Absolutely.
Go. Where are we in terms of that planning?
Some of us were a bit anxious earlier last week because we really hadn't, those of us that are operating pharmacies, really hadn't got enough information. But as the week moved on, we are now being trained online to administer all the different types of vaccines. We're being interviewed at the minute. So really it's kicking off. It is regrettable, I suppose. I would have thought this would have been done perhaps earlier. But I do expect that we will be ready, that once the supplies ramp up, that it will be delivered. And if you just look at community pharmacies, there's about 1,800 to 1,900 community pharmacies in Ireland. If they just, if we say half of those delivered 20 shots a day, Monday to Friday, you know, you'd be doing the guts of 100,000 a week without breaking a sweat. So as you said, community pharmacies are accessible, we're known to our patients, but also we often operate, you know, hours outside people's working hours. So that would be very good in terms of accessibility for patients. But we're very anxious to get going. I suppose it's sort of frustrating when you look across the water and you see the massive national effort there is over there, and the deploying of vaccines and the absorption of stock into the population, and their resultant figures are just, we're envious of them.
Yeah.
But I'm
well, they
very,
have supply,
very hopeful.
As you mentioned, we don't have supply. The question is, can we learn anything from the Can we learn anything from the way they're doing it over there? Are we planning anything different? Because if we do get all the pharmacies on board and all the doctor surgeries, and then you've got mass vaccination centres, there would be very few people left out of that process.
Absolutely. If we ramp things up like the UK and we maximise the vaccinators we have and we get them into the arms of the people, that's where we need to go. But I would just be a little bit concerned that in 3 months' time, it's not going to be an argument of supply. The argument will be about how do we get from 60 to 80%. It's always going to be the last chunk of people that are the most difficult to get to. And if we don't get to 80, 85% or whatever NIAC say as the target amount for herd immunity, this whole exercise will have been relatively pointless if we don't actually get to herd immunity and get those final 20, 30% of people vaccinated.
Do you believe the government should be doing more to get vaccines other than through the European supply line?
I would be very conscious of maintaining our very, very strict supply chains. Things can go wrong if things aren't authorised correctly and if they come through a different supply chain. We have to be very, very careful. If there are biological substances being deployed into our population, as a pharmacist, I would be very much anti-circumventing any sort of regulatory process.
Sputnik seems to be fine. It seems to be reliable. It's been administered all over the place. So should we say, well, okay, you know, as soon as let's buy some Sputnik if it's available and let's keep it in our fridges. But once the EMA says off you go, off we go. In other words, we're on the starting blocks, ready to go, rather than kind of just warming up when the EMA give the nod.
It's always a concern if a drug is available for administration and it hasn't been cleared properly. We just have to make sure. It's about population safety. And really, any sort of, you know, jumping the gun or if it's skipping a step here could undermine the whole process.
You cannot accuse this government of jumping the gun on quarantine, on masks, on all the things, on lateral testing, all the things that were useful tools.
No, you can't really.
They're certainly not jumping the gun. That's not what they do.
No, nothing has been jumped in this case. But I suppose the safety has to be paramount here and also confidence in getting the vaccine into people. And we will see over the next number of weeks where side effect profiles build and where, as we've seen online, messages about vaccines, we're going to have to counteract that over the next few weeks. So I'm just hoping that over the next 10 weeks, the community pharmacies will start rolling it out. We'll get it to the target pockets of population. But really the priority at the minute is about the sickest people getting the vaccine so we reduce the burden of illness in our community and reduce the amount of COVID circulation.
By the way, just a quick final point, Kate. You know, pharmacists have been vaccinated. What about the people in the pharmacy who are not pharmacists but are pharmaceutical assistants, I suppose, at the counter? Are they being vaccinated?
Yes, certain staff that are patient-facing are vaccinated.
Okay.
And they will be, depends, the HSC tends to move across the country. So some of my colleagues were done in the west before I was, some of the north side done before the south side. You can't do everyone the same day. But they are moving through the pharmacy staff. And a bit like the doctor surgery, you know, the pharmacy staff, the front staff and doctor secretaries, they really have been the people dealing with a bunch of the phone calls and the queries over the last number of weeks. It's generally not the pharmacist or the doctor dealing with the hassle on the phone. So those people have really kept the show on the road for the last year, and we need to stick with them for another few months while we get our country safe again.
Kate, thank you very much for joining us. That's Kate O'Connell, community pharmacist, public healthcare advocate, and of course former TD for Dublin Bay South.